Verse number 3. Amen. Verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the scripture. You may be seated. May the good Lord add His blessings to the reading of the scripture. Amen tonight. Amen. How many are you going to pray for us? Got a simple thought. We just celebrated yesterday, amen, what we call Independence Day. The 4th of July, amen, is when we celebrate, amen, our freedoms. When we celebrate, amen, when this nation, or when this, amen, nation became a nation, amen. And I believe this Independence Day, amen, yesterday, I believe we don't need to forget, amen, what we're independent from. Amen. And what it has taken for us to keep our rights, amen, and liberties that we enjoy every day. We don't need to forget, amen, the men and women, amen, that shed their blood, that me and you, amen, may have a freedom to come to the house of the Lord. This is a good number on Wednesday night service, and I thank God for that. And I believe we need to set ourselves in the defensive mode, amen, when I say that, to ensure that we don't lose, amen, any more of our religious rights and freedoms. Listen, we got a voice. We need to stand up. I believe that the reason that we're in the shape that we are in America today, I believe it's because what so-called Christian people, we've not had a voice like we need the voice. I remember, amen, when Brother Tom Walker at Zion Hill Baptist Church, amen, and I believe it was Brother Joseph McGahan that when he was down at Nebo Baptist Church, and Brother Tony Shirley at New Manna, we got together and we formed what they called Faith and Family Values, and amen. And it wasn't just us guys, but there's other churches, many, many other churches involved. And we fought this liquor by the drink. Amen. When we had a vote no. How many had a vote no sticker on you? Amen. And listen, you say, but preacher, what happened? It still got voted in. Yeah, but it wasn't without a fight. It wasn't without a fight, amen. Keith's got a tale about a vote no sticker, I think, don't you, brother? Amen. He'll ask him about it, amen. He'll tell you a tale about that vote no sticker. But anyway, I believe we need to get into defensive mode and ensure, amen, us that we don't lose any more of our religious rights and freedom. I got thinking about what the Lord had me to preach, and you know, I'm just going to preach on what the Bible says here in verse number 3. It said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. Now, I believe what he's saying there, amen, is really it was being common. It was to the Jew, amen, and to the Gentile. Amen. How many's thankful for that? Amen. That's the reason he called it the common salvation. Then he went on to say, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith. Amen. So I'm going to just think, just for a moment, amen, on maintaining the faith. Now whether you like this, or not, Free Will Baptist gives really a cop out, amen, saying that we work our way to heaven. There's nothing you can do, amen, to get to heaven, amen, other than, amen, being bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, confessing your sin, amen, and in confessing your sin to God and Him coming and living in your heart. You cannot work your way to heaven. But I believe, amen, that they are, amen, when I think of the thought maintaining the faith, amen, or contending for the faith, I believe, amen, that there's some labor involved in that. Can I get a witness? I mean, sure they are. There's some labor involved in maintaining faith. I mean, listen, faith just don't come naturally to me. I mean, I was born again, I had to have faith, but I had to exercise that faith. Everybody's got faith in something. Amen, or somebody. But I thank God I've got, amen, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, let's look first of all at the nature of our labor. What are you talking about, preacher? Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. What are you getting at, preacher? Amen. I'm glad that God, amen, rewards His laborers. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. When I believe we stand before God one day, God's going to reward those, amen, that has labored, amen, for Him. I believe the Bible teaches us of different rewards, amen, in heaven. What do you mean God rewards His laborers? Amen. I thank God He gives us blessings. I believe He rewards us with blessings. Amen. I don't know, but this church lately has been blessing me. What do you mean, preacher? Amen. God's blessing you. Sure He has. But I want to say that the congregation at Going Home Free Will Baptist Church has been blessing me. Why? I can see a little bit of movement. I can see a little bit of stirring. I can see the last couple of Monday evenings, amen, praying and going out and trying to point somebody to the Lord Jesus. To me, amen, that's blessing. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. But the nature of our labor, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Amen. Let me tell you something, friend. It does pay to serve the Lord. It does pay, amen, to work, amen, and labor, amen, for that common salvation. It does pay, amen. He said, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God rewards us through blessings. He rewards us. How many's been blessed this week? God's blessed you is with, I'm talking about, it's just Wednesday, and God has blessed you with blessings that you can raise your hand tonight and say, God has blessed me since Sunday. Amen. Because why? We're working, we're laboring in His love, and thank God He blesses us physically. I thank God He blesses us physically. Now I know we may be some here tonight that, amen, that maybe not feeling as well as you ought to be, but hey, maybe you felt better since you come to the house of the Lord. I'm glad for the healing of God. I'm thankful for the physical blessing that God allows us, amen, to have. Hey, I'm not as young as I used to be. You're not as young as you used to be. But thank God He blesses us, amen, with physically. How many's able to see tonight? Oh, thank the Lord for that. You couldn't be blind tonight. Amen. I was raised, amen, in a church. Hey, where there was a blind man. Amen. Rocky Truitt. How many ever met Brother Rocky at Bethel? Rocky Truitt. He still goes there. Amen. His dad's in a nursing facility. And his mom, they still go to the house of the Lord. But I never forget Brother Rocky. Amen. I've seen his dad bring him up. Amen. For healing prayer. Believing that God could touch Brother Rocky as far as healing him, healing his eyesight. By the way, God's still able. See, we underestimate the power of God. Hey, God's still able to heal. Preacher, you believe that? I believe God could take that boy and he calls the blind to see in the old Bible day. Why can't He do it now? I don't fall out too much, amen. I know when the Spirit, it does bear witness, but I don't like to say a lot about TV preachers, but I'll say this. Amen, listen, if God wanted that man to get up out of that wheelchair, God is able to do that. How many believe that? Hey, you know why it ain't happening much today? It's because our faith ain't what it needs to be. Hey, and if God ever heals anybody, if He heals the blind today, hey, if God had allowed me to pray over somebody, amen, for their sight to come back, hey, if Rocky Troy, amen, stood up there in front of my pastor, used to be R.J. Reynolds, and Brother R.J. had lay his hands on him and pray for him, if he would have turned around, hey, and say, I was blind, but now I see, hey, it wouldn't have been R.J. Reynolds' power. Hey, it would have been because of the faith that Rocky had. Can I get a witness right there? And it'd be it'd be entrusting and putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad God blesses me with blessings, amen, physical blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let me just, if you don't really know it, you ain't going to stay young forever. And for you that don't know it, you ain't gonna stay healthy forever. Amen. I thank God, amen for the health that I've got. But I can tell in the last 10 years. I started noticing it when I was about 32. Amen, 33 years old. How old are you? Huh? Oh, brother. Lord knowed what number to give me tonight, didn't he? Hallelujah. Amen. If you ain't noticing it now, you will. All God people saying? Amen. Listen, and what are you saying though, preacher? I stand up here, amen, tonight and say, God blesses me. Amen. He said He would not forget your labor of love. Amen. That you've done to the saints. And He blesses us through blessings of life. I mean, man, we can stop right now. Amen. I can start with Kathy Real. We could go all the way back there. Amen. To Jimmy Moody. Amen. We could hear all different kind of blessings that God's blessed us with. Hey, and I've seen some of you raise your hand tonight. I've seen some of you praise the Lord tonight. And you know what? We ought to be doing that. Maintain. You know what that's part of? That's part of maintaining the faith. That's part of it. Hallelujah. Thank God for the labor. He blesses and rewards His laborers with blessings and physically blessings. Physical blessings. Spiritually, He blesses us. How many felt the presence of God tonight? Somebody said, but let me back up a minute. Somebody said, but preacher, I feel awful bad tonight. I've had tests this week and ain't got results. You've had tests this week, ain't you, Sister Doris? If you got any results yet? Ain't got no results yet. You know, that's a little bit nerve-wracking. In this old fleshly body. Amen, but you know what? I got my faith in the Lord. You say, oh, but preacher, you ain't never been there. You've never had that done. No. Amen, but hey, there's some things I've faced, amen, that you've not faced. But there's some things you faced that I hadn't faced. But I'm thankful, amen, that when we get to that place, I'm glad God's grace is sufficient. Amen. Hallelujah. Spiritually, God blesses us and He rewards, amen, for that work and labor of love. Hey, thank the Lord for that. But hey, that should not be the reason that we serve Him. We shouldn't serve the Lord because of His blessings. We shouldn't serve the Lord because, amen, He blesses us spiritually. We shouldn't serve the Lord because He blesses us physically. Well, I'll go to church and, hey, God will bless me. That ain't the way it works. We serve the Lord because we love the Lord. And it's a labor of love. I don't serve the Lord for to expect anything back from God. I serve God because, hey, hallelujah. He didn't have, hey, I know He had to save me because I called on Him, but He didn't really have to do that. He didn't have to send His only begotten Son, amen, to die on a cross that me and you might have right to heaven. He didn't have to do that, but He did. Hallelujah. I work and I labor in that love. Amen. I come to the house of God. I go on visitation. I tell people about Jesus. Not, hallelujah, to get something from them. I don't pay my tithes to get money back. Some people do. Some people come to church and just expect, well, if I go to church, God will give me something better. But then you look at some people, amen, they have a rough time, and man, they holy, righteous people. You say, how do they do that? Listen, they're doing it for the right thing, the right reason. Can I get a witness right there? People get real, real holy when tragedy comes. Amen. But that shouldn't be the reason we serve Him, because of all these blessings and because He rewards us. The nature of our labor is love. The nature of labor is love. Amen. You don't see, God's blessed me. Amen. But you don't see behind the scenes of a pastor. I ain't want pity from nobody. Hey, you don't see behind the scenes of a deacon board. Amen. There's more to it. Hey, you don't see the discussions we have to go through. You don't see, amen, the quote, circumstances, situations, let's put it that way, that your board gets in that you never know about. That we have to sit there and discuss, amen, to take care of the flock of God. Well, why do they do that, preacher? The deacon board don't get paid no money. thank God, I'll stop right here. Thank God you paid me this hour. Can I get an amen right there? But if you didn't, amen, hey, why does the deacon board do what they do? Why do they, let me tell you something. There's sometimes, amen, we struggle when I say that, amen, because we love the church and we want to see the best for the church, and there's prayers and praying and seeking God. Can I get a witness there? Why do they go through? Why do we face the things that we do? Hey, they're not doing it because they get a salary, because they don't get one. They do it because of their labor of love. The deacon board loves you. Whether you don't believe that or not, that deacon board loves you. Amen. Amen. This pastor loves you. Amen. Hey, when they call me early in the morning, why do I get up? Not because you pay me a salary, but because it's a labor of love. My heart started to try to help you. The nature of our labor. Not only that, the motive of our labor. Psalm 27, 1 and 2, the Lord is my light. He goes on to talk about my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Listen, if God be for us, listen, do you know the Lord is our strength? He's our strength of my life. Hey, he's the strength of my life. Glory, hallelujah. Hey, whom shall I be afraid? Of whom shall I be afraid? Somebody's fretting over something here tonight. You're worried about something. Hey, you're worried and you're fretting over it, and it seems like it's got you all been out of shape. I got news for you. Amen. The Lord's your light. The Lord's your salvation. Hey, the Lord's your strength. Hallelujah. Whom shall you be afraid? Amen. You shouldn't be afraid. When the wicked comes and enemies and your foes come, they try to eat at your flesh. They'll stumble and fall. Can I get a... Hallelujah. We need to work to keep what freedoms we have. Amen. And that I'm talking about, hallelujah, thank God we got a freedom to worship the Lord tonight in spirit and in truth. I mean, glory to God. I believe there's a song that says, we'll work till Jesus comes. Amen. I'll keep a working. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. We need to be like Paul and fight a good fight. Amen. Fight a good fight. Don't give up the fight. Amen. The motive is salvation. Why'd you get saved? I tell you, it's a joy for me the other night to be able to lead that little boy, 8-year-old boy, Annette's grandson, to the Lord. 8 years old. Amen. It was a joy. Amen. They asked me over to pray, and I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to try to get in a big way, but I'll just say this. Amen. It was a joy to be able to sit down. Hallelujah. And I was praying for God there, Lord, now you give me the exact word that I need to say, the exact words that needs this little boy needs to hear. I'm talking about this little boy was in a strong way. I'm talking about, the enemy had a stronghold on that little 8-year-old boy. I mean, man, when he started out, I mean, he was very rebellious. Amen. Would not hardly talk to me. I'm talking about had a frown on his face and just very rebellious. But you know what? That labor of love. See, some people, all it takes is just love them. That's all they want. I love you, Sarah Turner. Hallelujah. That's all some people want. Is to look at them and say, Seth, I love you, son. I love you. I believe you got a mom and daddy that tells you they love you. You believe they love you? Yeah. But some people don't get that. Some people don't get a hug. I was told by an individual this week. Now you listen to me. An individual this week. Not a child, an adult this week, looks at me and my wife and says, my mother has never told me she loved me first. I've always had to be the one. Hey, I had a father-in-law. Did you ever hear maybe once? Did you ever hear your dad? Count on both hands. There was a time in her life she could tell me that there wasn't a time. I'm talking about since I've been dating and been married to her. There's people sitting all through this congregation that could tell you that. And also, hey, but it was such a joy for me. I'm not trying to uplift what I've done. But to see the expression when we got done praying, trying to explain to him. Oh, by the way, you don't have to. I mean, this course teaches you how to win somebody to the Lord and how to lead them. Let me tell you something. You don't have to go by that course. That's a good starting point. That's a good. Hey, you don't have to go and take them through the whole Romans Road. Amen. I didn't sit there and take that little boy through the whole Romans Road through the Bible. I sat there and I spoke to that little boy from my heart. As God gave it to me, where he, as a little eight-year-old boy, they got some. Where'd God come from? Where did he come from? I said, that ain't important, right? But you see how the devil messed with a little 8-year-old mind to try to keep him. And you think the enemy don't try to hinder these little boys and these little girls? Even little Max right there. Hey, babe. Uh-oh, I'm about to scare him. I better not do that. Do you know, how old is he? 3 years old. Evan's 3, right? Do you know that you wouldn't believe how the enemy would try to fight that little man? They don't understand it. Everybody with me? These little boys and these little girls. But it's that leper boy. When we got done praying, he still had questions. I'm talking about a little boy that was so rebellious. I'm talking about, I don't want to give the enemy credit. All other than, it's like his, and when we're praying, little tears. 8 years old, little tears running down his face. Not by what I was saying, but he was a praying that God would forgive him. To help him. And she told you today or yesterday that, matter of fact, he came back over to the house yesterday and he said, I want you to come and pray. He said, I want you to pray. Would you pray? I said, well, you want me to pray here? He said, no, let's go over there. I said, well, no, I'm coming over there. Amen. And of course, I don't think he did, but, and I said, listen, you pray. How many times the other night? He said, she said, I think 7 or 8 times I noticed him. Pray. What are you doing, RJ? I'm a praying. What was he praying? Praying for his daddy. They were in an automobile accident. God help him not to be bad and to keep him saved. Keep me saved while I do right. Little 8-year-old boy, keep praying that. And I said, it's important that you get your, I told Annette and James and them, I said, it's important that you get your grandchildren, you get down and you get on your knees and you pray. Speak it out loud. See, that's what the Lord would do. When we got done praying that night, he was smiling. She said he hadn't smiled since he'd been there. You said, preacher, what is that? Listen, that's salvation. Can I get an amen there? Hallelujah. Boy, I've really backtracked. I chased a little rabbit right then, but that's okay. All got people saying. Then we see the strength of our labor. Angie, could you get in the piano? Who's the strength of your labor? Christ. Our energy comes from the sun, S-U-N. I'm talking about the physical energy. Can I get a witness there? And it also, our spiritual energy comes from the S-O-N. You got to talk to him. He's my strength. Jesus provides the fuel to keep us in the race. Can I get an amen there? He's our provider. He's our power. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. He's my strength. And then we need to fight to keep our religious liberties. How many is thankful you're able to come to Wednesday night service? Boy, I'm thankful I can get up here and I can preach you the Word of God. They're not trying to dictate to me what to preach out of, how to preach. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Now listen, I didn't say we was a match for the enemy. You're not a match for the enemy. But we don't need to be afraid of the enemy. When I say that, when I get under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I ain't afraid of nobody. It's what I think. Amen. But now then, when the flesh kicks in, it's a different story. I'd be afraid of Keith Turner if he started after me. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. And don't think that we're so macho. We're not. Some of you, there's somebody here in our service tonight, you're wondering about what's all that about. Maybe you're here tonight and you're saying, Preacher, I've heard you talk about the strength, amen, in the Lord. I've heard you talk about our labor in Christ. God spoke to somebody. I just think we need to, when I said not get be afraid of the enemy, I think we just need to get plugged into the right power source. And they say they've seen such a difference in that little boy. When you get right and you get plugged into the right source, you'll see a difference. Hey, when somebody gets saved, hey, people they work with, the people they go to school with, or their family, they won't have to ask them if they're saved. Amen. There'll be a difference in their life. Amen. In their emotions. I mean, listen. How many wants to keep your religious liberties in the Lord? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments and instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Did I say that right? You could probably finish it, couldn't you? It's sad that I didn't know that I had to just read it. Amen. I'm saying tonight we need to maintain our faith. I've seen some folks on the altar tonight. And I don't know what you're praying for. I seen you up here earlier. But maintain that faith. Who else came to altar tonight? Who else? Anybody else come to altar? Maybe. He maybe just her. But anyway. It's all right. Let her go. She thought I was asking people to come to altar. If you want to come pray, come on pray. Amen. Come on, Tori. And that's another thing. She said, Preacher, my little girl, my little boy wants to go pray every time. Don't you stop. Don't you stop. You encourage them. So they don't know what they're doing. They're just doing it as a habit. Isn't that a good habit? One of these days, they're going to get the true meaning. See, she thought I said, who wants to come pray? I'm saying it. Let's all stand to our feet. Every head bowed, who wants to come pray? Who wants to come and ask God to help you maintain your faith? The labor of love. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus and the free pardon of sin, if you're here tonight and you're backslid, maybe you're just not where you ought to be. There's something not right in your heart. There's something that's got a stronghold in your life. Come to this altar and you can ask God to take that stronghold. You can ask God to forgive you for your sin. You can confess that sin to the Lord. Hey, he said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful. He's just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just bring it to him. Can you sing something?